right, welcome back once again, everybody. I'm Don Seifer. It's the Dr. Treifert and Don podcast. It's Monday, March 25th. I'm here with Dr. Carrie Peter. Say hi, Carrie.
Hello.
And I think we've got a pretty short episode today.
We do. We just need to touch base with our listeners because of the unusual conditions and that are outside. Weather, the trees have broken dormancy, but you know, there's this question of like, okay, well, what do I do right now in this sort of limbo, right?
Yeah, I we touched on it a little bit as we were trying to like hammer out what exactly we were going to talk about, and we're like, man, it's cold. I mean, it's March, right? It's not like we were expecting it to be 70 degrees like it was 2 weeks ago, but it was 70 degrees and now it's very decidedly not.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, here in Adams County, I mean, we've had many, many early mornings in the upper 20s. And even today, I think it was about 27 degrees. No frosts that we have noticed, which has been good. But with that said, there is tissue out there. I mean, the trees are going. I mean, we're off to the races, so there's no going back. And so with that said, I think it's a good reminder just for folks to be aware of thinking about their environment. About, we had talked about this as far as spraying, need to spray for your environment and not what the calendar says or even what the trees say, because just because you have green tip out there, it, you know, you may not have to be spraying anything right now if you already have applied, say, your dormant copper spray. So because, you know, the reason why we would be spraying anything, and especially with rain in the forecast, it's because of apple scab. You know, apple scab becomes active once the trees break dormancy. It evolved that way. And usually we have some spores trickling out right now, the mature spores, but we won't have the full sort of the full dose of those spores until about bloom time. And so where you've got the max number of mature spores available from those overwintering leaves, if you've got the conditions like warm, wet weather, then you get an apple scab infection right now. But because apple scab, we want to be treating for it all early season. But with that said, it's very chilly right now. So nothing's really moving very fast and the conditions aren't there for apple scab. So if you have green tip, which I'm sure a lot of you do, I mean, my pink ladies, if we were talking about this, my pink ladies are like, they're already ready to bloom. I mean, I see tight cluster already with those trees. But mostly everything else is at probably green tip, quarter inch green, roughly. And, you know, there's nothing you need to do right now, you know, so it's safe to sort of pump on the brakes and just sit tight until we sort of get through this period right now. Because looking at the forecast, there are no forecasted apple scab infection events. It's just too cold. You know, apple scab, the spores need to be present for apple scab infection to occur. And you need wetness, but you also need the right temperature. And, you know, apple scab's one of these, it's like the Goldilocks. It doesn't like it too hot or too cold. It likes it right in the middle. And, you know, even with it being so chilly, and if we may even have prolonged wetness hours, it's just, you need a lot of wetness hours when temperatures are this chilly. So, you know, really, if you have your dormant copper spray on there, fantastic. That's really all you probably need right now until we have a forecasted apple scab infection event. So don't feel like you need to spray just for the sake of spraying. The infection conditions aren't out there. In the case of insects, I know insects might be a slightly different story because of certain timing of certain insects. But even with that said, it's chilly. So things aren't going to be moving very fast. And I'm aware that some things have sort of a window as far as when you can spray for certain things. So, you know, with that said, it's chilly. There is some forecasting rain, but nothing is in the forecast models. Nothing's triggering a scab infection event. So I'd say this week, folks can just kind of sit tight, finish up your peach pruning, because I mean, we're still finishing up our peach pruning here at Freck. You know, continue to get all your ducks in a row for the season because, you know, Mother Nature, she decided to wake up, but then she hit the snooze button, essentially. Essentially is what happened.
Yeah, I was just happened to be looking at the 10-day while you were talking. I mean, this is what we're looking at right now, you know, low to mid 50s during the day and maybe high 20s, low 30s at night. That's what it's looking like it's going to be for the next better part of 10 days.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So up until next weekend where maybe it starts to creep up into the 60s finally.
Yeah,
But
and so this is, they always say no two seasons are the same, but this season reminds me a lot of 2020, because I remember we broke dormancy again in the middle of March, much like this year, and then it got cold. And then things just dragged out. So, you know, are we in store for, you know, another season like that? I don't know. Time will only tell. But the take-home message for today is, you know, Don and I were saying, I think the right phrase is spray for your environment, not what's on the calendar, and not what was like in years past. Like just because you may have put on, say, you sprayed Mancozeb this time last year doesn't mean you need to do it this year. The conditions aren't there right now. So you can just sit tight and holding back that scab spray. You can save a spray until really the conditions and things set up to basically manifest an infection event. But we aren't there yet. So folks can take a smidge of a breather, dare I say.
yeah, and we'll be right here letting folks kind of know what we're looking at in as the forecast progresses. Gosh. Yeah, I mean when we do finally start looking at infection events, we'll let everyone know.
Yeah,
So
absolutely. But as far as right now, on I said whether we're starting, this is the week of March 24th, 25th, last week in March, and things are kind of at a standstill. So that's where we are at right now. So, you know, it's with all seasons, take 1 week at a time or 1 day at a time, depending on how fast things are going. So.
well, all right. I think with that, I think that's pretty much everything that we had wanted to cover. It was
And
like,
just one more thing. So for the copper, because I've been getting a lot of questions about copper spray and when to apply it and how late to apply it. Because I had a grower contact me on Friday, and you know he was a little concerned about getting his copper spray on. I say you can safely get your copper spray on even at quarter inch green tip. I think you'd still be okay at that as far as that stage. May not want to go past that, but you know depending on where you're at with your you know as far as sort of your tasks for the farm, you know, quarter inch green tip, I think, is a good rule of thumb to follow for that dormant copper spray. It's still effective.
that's good. I think good for folks to know as they're maybe making the list of things that they do want to do in the next couple of weeks. So, all right. Well, this was a quick one.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening in. Glad as always, glad to be here and, you know, give folks updates when we can and say goodbye.
All right, see you later. Good luck.
Bye everybody.